WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the 9 o'clock hour of Money Matters. We're just getting warmed up here. We're here at the 8 o'clock hour. Now we're here at the 9 o'clock hour. Lots of calls and questions because, yes, there are changes that are coming to Social Security. And we're going to impact, or we're going to lay out how this impacts you, particularly through the calls and questions that we get here today. It's impossible for us to come up with all the different scenarios that are out there. But what is possible is that when you throw us a curveball, we can then relate that back to all the people listening that might impact. So if you have a question about a file, suspend, restrict, application, lump sum, all these confusing rules here in the Social Security soup, then we can help see who that relates to. And it might affect 10,000 or 20,000 people or 50,000 people that are listening at any given time. So good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. Market this week up about another percent, Dow a little bit more than that. The Dow actually net positive about 0.5% on the year. S&P up almost, 1.9% on the year. Interest rate sensitive areas getting hit on Friday because the jobs report was so good. Unemployment rate went now down to right at 5% on the nose. We know that the chances of the Federal Reserve actually raising interest rates in December are extraordinarily high at this point. If we get some sort of economic data in the next month or two that's significantly to the negative, or there's a new crisis in China, or there's a crisis in the Eastern Bloc, or there's some sort of banking crisis or currency crisis that can always happen. There's these black dots on the stock market history chart that we've lived through for over 100 years. We don't know where these things, when they come, where they come from, but they happen. So it's not there's no foredrawn conclusions here, but we do know as long as we don't see any negative economic shocks over the next really 7 weeks or 6 weeks, Fed's probably raising rates. It's about time. It's been 83 months of zero interest rate policy. And it's very likely time for that to come to an end. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. Barry joins us on the line. I think we've got some people driving here. We've even got my good friend and partner, Mike Reiner, driving all the way down to Florida after a CIA wedding last night. Tory Turner at Capital Investment Advisors tied the knot last night at the Biltmore Hotel. Well, the party was at the Biltmore. Ceremony at Prumac. Petrie Road United Methodist Church. I know Prumac because of all the... We don't go to church there, but there's lots of wonderful sporting activities there. But anyway, wonderful ceremony. Congratulations to Tori and Bo. And of course, Mike Reiner, who's listening on the line... going down to Florida, going down to wonderful, beautiful Sarasota. Let's go to the line here. Also driving today, Barry joins us on the line. I don't know if you're headed down to beautiful Sarasota, Barry, but we're happy to talk. Good morning. How can we help? And good morning. How can we help? Where did Barry go? Well, I guess,
it's
you know.
Barry.
Oh, there we go. Good morning. How can we help?
Hey, I was calling. I'm 65 and I'll be 66 the end of June next year. And I wanted to know if I was going to be grandfathered in to suspend my Social Security. And is it advisable to take half of my husband's Social Security?
Barry, are you, how old is your husband?
Actually, my name is Mary.
Oh, Mary. We were, you know what we did? We did Mary with a B, and it really should have been Mary with an M. So, how old is your husband, Mary?
He's 70. How old is he? 76.
Oh,
he's retired, but he's still working.
Okay, and, but he's obviously collecting Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. So... then that means that here's the situation, and this is where it gets a little confusing, but let me unconfuse you.
Okay.
Or try to at least unconfuse you. The This is interesting because the date to turn 66 is really May 2nd of 2016. You're not going to be 66 until June. That means you miss the window by a month. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
But hold on. It's okay though. Here's why it's okay for you and anyone in your same situation. Your spouse effectively saves all these options for you. Okay. So if you're 62 by the, so you really what you have to be in this situation here is get to age 62 by the end of this year, Mary. And then you're, and that's not gonna, so you're already 65. So hold on here. You're going to still have the option to file a restricted application, means filing for your spousal benefit only. As long when your spouse reaches age 66, as long as your spouse is filed and suspended, which you're, or they're already receiving benefits and your spouse is already receiving benefits. So you can, all these things are grandfathered in for you. All these things that you would potentially do here because your spouse is already 66 or already collecting, you're totally fine, Barry.
Okay, so I can file for his benefit and suspend it, but I will not be able to file for mine and suspend mine.
No, you're able to file for your benefit, okay, or your spousal, which, and what Social Security does is gives you whatever is higher. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So all these options that you had before, nothing has changed for you because your spouse has already turned, they're already filing their full benefit. They're already 70. Really, it's a matter of if your spouse turns 66 by the date, May of next year, which he already is already past that, then none of these options have to change for you. So you can still collect on his, you can still file for his benefit, collect that one while yours continues to grow. Just like you could before, Mary, because he is turned 66. Here are the two rules. He's got to be 66 and file and suspend, or he's got to already be collecting. And that's already in play. So you can do all these things that you could have done before the rule changes. You can, again, file for his benefit, collect effectively your spousal benefit, and allow your own Social Security to grow, and then you can switch it to a later date at age 70. You're grandfathered in because of your spouse. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. So I don't have to pay any attention to that May 2nd date that you were talking about.
Exactly right, Mary. Exactly.
Hooray! Off to the, and so I go off to the social, and I have to go into the office. I can't do it online, right?
Well, you can do it online. No, you can do it online. It's just, it's such a big deal to get this right. It's not nearly as bad as everybody thinks it is to go into the office.
And well, it depends on the office.
It does. But I actually hear fairly good things about our offices here in the Atlanta area.
I know a lot of
families I've worked with that have recently gone, and it's not as bad as we think it might be. It's better than you think. But okay, anyway, hopefully that clears that up for you. So really as I'm getting better explaining this, pretty simply, even if you miss this 66 cutoff date by May of next year, as long as your spouse is 66 and file suspends, or your spouse is already collecting, then that piece of the puzzle saves you from any of these changes.
Excellent. And how soon, or what's the timetable to go in to file for these benefits?
You want to do this before May of next year. So I would just do it sooner than later. I really would.
Like maybe after the first of the year?
Yeah, I would probably do it in January.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Well, listen, thank you, Mary. That was good. So again, we're figuring this out and trying to help people as we go. Let's see, 404-872-0750. We're going to Linda, who joins us on the line from Dunwoody. Good morning, Linda. Welcome to the show. How can we help?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good.
Good. I am 61 and 4 months, and so I am going to file when I'm 62.
Got it.
Which I qualify next year. I'm not understanding the changes, and do they affect me because I'm going to file anyway? I'm not going to wait till 66. I'm definitely filing 62. I work part-time, and this would be a great supplement for me.
And you are...
And I'm single, not married.
Oh, single, not married. Really, you're really playing with a whole new set of rules by the time you're 62. And let me rephrase that. It's not necessarily a new set of rules. It's just the old set of rules minus two technically loopholes that were created about 15 years ago. Those two loopholes that were created back in 02,
okay,
they're going away. Mm-hmm. So by the time you file, Linda, that's it, they're just not going to be an option for you, and it doesn't really matter. So you're not going to be able to do the lump sum suspend, which really you would have to wait to 66 anyway to do that. So that's not an option for you.
Okay.
If you're not married, then you're not going to be worried about this whole file suspend, collect on your spouse, restricted application loophole anyway.
Okay.
So that doesn't impact you. So really, this goes back to, and let's not forget about the fundamental decision we make for Social Security.
Right.
It's money today. For a longer, if we start as early as possible, versus a little bit more money every month, if
right.
we wait and we collect maybe less years, but at a higher level.
Right.
And that is still the fundamental question that we all have to answer to ourselves. How much, when do we need the money, how long are we going to live?
Right.
Those are the two main variables that we need to consider.
Good.
So you still go to our Social Security, we call it the SSO, the Social Security Optimizer. It's really okay. a Social Security Maximizer. Go to yourwealth.com, Linda.
Okay.
From Dunwoody. Right-hand side, you'll see a gray icon with a little wheelbarrow and a bag of money.
Okay.
And that takes you to the Social Security Optimizer, and it'll walk you through some of these options for you. Now, because you're not even 66, some of those options are going to be different. That's when you want to really talk to an advisor and get the specifics about your situation, because you're still a ways away from being able to do this at age 60, 61. 404-872-0750, the number here in the studio. We're going to continue to take your calls and questions right here live. You're listening to Money Matters here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Let's go right to the phones here as we continue to answer your investment, Social Security, retirement questions here live on Money Matters. 404-872-0750. Andrew joins us from Roswell. Andrew, good morning. How can we help?
Great. I hate to belabor the point, but I also have a question on file and suspend. I've looked at your website, and I think I'm one of these people that's caught in the middle, because my wife and I are both over 62, so we're grandfathered, but because we're both under 66, we may not be. What I'd like to do is tell you what I was going to do before the new budget bill passed, and then you can tell me if there's a change. Is that helpful?
Well, yeah, shoot.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. My wife is 64, and I'm 63. She does not have enough credits to qualify on her own, so what I was going to do was always have her file for her spousal benefits when she's 66. I understand I cannot file and suspend until I'm 66, so she would have to wait for me.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
That hasn't changed. And I cannot file and suspend until I'm 66.
That's correct. You got to wait to 66.
Okay. So when I turn 66, I would file and suspend. She will be 67 at that point and begin collecting her spousal benefits only. And then I would like to wait until I'm 70, if I can afford to, and start collecting it at that point.
No, that's what's changing for you.
Right. So I won't be able to file and suspend. That's my fear.
Well, you can't file suspend and allow yours to grow unless somebody in the house is taking a benefit.
Right, but mine won't really grow because I'm no one. Neither of us are working right now. So
that's true. Except remember, here's the bottom line here. One of you guys, because you're 64 and 63, or 63 and 62,
right.
One of you has to. One of you can, at 66, do the whole file a restricted application 66. But at that time, one of you has to be collecting Social Security. You got to take it.
Right.
In order for this to work for you. So
right.
The spouse saves the spousal benefit or the spouse's actions technically grandfather you guys in. The only real change here is that you can't have your cake and eat it too, meaning you can't collect your spousal while yours grows and then take it at a later date. You gotta be, somebody in the household's got has to be taking Social Security. That's the key here. Again, 404-872-0750, the number in the studio. We'll continue to take these calls and questions. You're listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll cover breaking news, Kirk Miller's weather, and traffic red alerts throughout the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here, WSB Radio. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. This weekend, we're already in our second hour of Money Matters. Scott Slade will be back next week for, of course, Atlanta Morning News during the week, but really also for Sundays, the 8 to 9 Atlanta Weekend Edition, Atlanta Morning News Weekend Edition. So, good morning. Welcome to the show. We continue to answer your calls and questions here, as I know there's a lot happening. Well, of course there is. There's changes coming to Social Security, and we're walking through those changes with you and our audience to try to help you understand what these changes mean and how they impact your retirement planning. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. And I know that just one show or two shows isn't going to completely get everyone's mind wrapped around this, but I think if I had to summarize all of this as simply as possible, if you're 70 and up, there's just zero changing for you. Or if you're 66 and up and you've already filed and suspended, meaning Social Security knows that you're ready to take benefits at some point when you're enacting them, then really very little changes in all of this. So the getting to 66 and filing, suspending, or already collecting, your options effectively don't change. It's really the one main provision, if you're under 66, that is going away is the whole ability to collect a lump sum. And again, that's the optionality of Social Security, where if you turn 66 today and you, in 2 years from now, or you turn 66, you file suspend, you don't collect, in 2 years from now, you say, hey, I want my money back. I want to go back. Something happened in my life. Maybe you get sick. Maybe something changes financially. You say, I want to get that money back in a lump sum. That's one main provision in these changes that is going away, unless you're 66 by May 2nd of next year. The other provision that, again, is actually typically has been more for relatively wealthy families, those who have the ability to wait and collect Social Security, is what we call claim now, claim more later. On your spouse, meaning that that is really the loophole that's going away. If you're not going to be 62 by the end of this year, you're not going to be able to have that option. If you're 62 by the end of this year, or your spouse is 66 by next May, then you get grandfathered in with that as well. So it's really about your spouse being 66. If you're married, that helps save you or grandfather you in. We're going to go to the phones. Maureen drives. She joins us from Athens. Hey, Maureen, how can we help? What's going on? Welcome to Money Matters.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I am 63. I work part-time. My husband is 66. He works full-time. When I was going to turn 66, I was going to take the spousal benefits, and he would file and suspend. So now is that the same strategy I should take, or
just as long as because he's 66, and again, especially now that he's still working, a lot of people wait until they're done working and then they go file and suspend.
Right.
He needs to do that now. He needs to do that before May 2nd of next year.
Okay.
He's got a window now that saves both of you to do everything you always wanted to do with Social. Uh-huh. Your strategies stay the same as long as he files and suspends before May 2nd of next year.
Okay.
So that's the bottom line. That saves you because he's going to get 66, even though you'll only be 64.
Right.
You as a couple will be grandfathered in for everything, really. He can even still do his, he'll still be able to do the lump sum option. The only thing that's going to be a little bit different is that you, because you're going to only be, you're not going to be 66 by next May. The
right.
one thing going away is your ability to do a lump sum. But the ability to do, to claim half of his social when you turn 66.
Yes.
And then switch your benefit at age 70 to your own higher amount, you're still grandfathered in with that.
Terrific.
I like that.
Your show has been a great help. Thank you.
Well, I love hearing that. Thanks, Maureen. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. 1-800-WSB-TALK. We are just going. It's almost like a Social Security lightning round here today. Ryan, where are we headed? We're going to Robert. Robert joins us on the line from the great state of Lawrenceville. Good morning, Robert. How can we help? What's going on?
Good morning, Wes. I think Andrew and you have all answered almost all my questions in the previous calls, but I'm 64 years old. I'll be 66 in May of in 2 years.
Okay.
And I'm working full-time. My wife is working full-time. I wanted to wait till 66 because I don't want to pay. I'm still making fairly decent money. I don't want to wait till the I don't want to pay the penalty on the Social Security.
Sure.
Am I grandfathered in? Do I still need to go down and file and suspend, or is this law going to affect me to where I can wait till 66 to collect? I was going to collect at 66.
Well, and that still stands because you're 62 already, 62 plus, you're already 64, because you hit that's the important window here is that you, as long as you're 62 by the end of this year, 2015, December 31, 2015, then as long as you wait till you're 66 and you go ahead and file at 66, nothing should change for you.
Okay. Now, my wife has just turned 61. She still needs to wait till 62. She's not grandfathered into the new changes, is she?
Right. So this is another interesting scenario where she's significantly younger here. Not to rub that in, by the way, Robert. She's so much younger than you.
No offense taken.
But because she's 61 and will not be by the end of the year, then she's not going to have that option to do what we just talked to Maureen about, which was claiming half of yours and then switch over to a higher level in the future. She's not going to have that option. The Social Security is going to make her, it's called the deeming provision. It means that when she files, whenever she chooses to do so at 62 or 3 or 4, all the way from 62 to 70, they're going to say to her, okay, we deem you filing and we're going to give you either your own benefit or your spousal benefit, whichever's higher. That's the way it's going to work for her. She's not going to have this option to collect half of yours, wait on hers, and collect later. Because she's under 62, she just goes back to what is really simplifying Social Security and just say, hey, look, we when you file, you're deeming whatever provision, whatever level is higher for you, whatever payment is higher for you, either your spousal or your own benefit, we're going to give you whichever one of those is higher.
Okay, so it reduces the choices, but the choices are simpler, I guess, basically is what you're saying.
I think that if I can remember how you just stated that, we're gonna clear a lot of this up for people.
Reduces the choices, but the choices are simpler.
That's, yeah, it really. And you know, the other thing here that is important to note is that this is to some extent, this is the first step we've seen in a long time that is actually shoring up the Social Security system to some extent. It's the first step that I can remember that effectively takes away, and I don't know what the exact number is. I've read $7.5 billion. It's not a gigantic savings per year. I mean, we waste something like $500 million a month, $500 million a month in waste and fraud with Social Security disability. And there's a lot of things that need to be better about Social Security. But to some extent, this is a net change to the better to shore up the system. There's still a long way to go here, as we all know as Americans. Part of the reason we have election coming up and why this is such an important topic. But if we have more things like this, then we have a better chance that our kids and our grandkids might actually get something. Now, I'm a believer. Anyway, so hopefully that clears this up for you, Robert. Thank you for your call. It really, I think, is helpful as we all communicate about this and talk about these upcoming changes, it's important that we all just get a good understanding of this. And I think that's what today's show is really helping, and we're going to continue to take calls about this in the future. Again, it's time for the WSB McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. Ryan Ely, I know you've been busy in there answering about 400 phone calls today. Have you had time to articulate mentally the right balance of a Weekend Prize Pack trivia question?
You know I have.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Multitasker.
This is it. Like the second week in a row, though. I think this is a record number of calls again.
It is.
People are really into this issue.
It's heavy, and it makes our job fun. Time flies here when you're taking a lot of calls.
It certainly does. The Weekend, WSB McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. A pair of tickets to the Bud Light Concert Series with Bryan Adams on April 16th, 2016 at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, produced by ASO Presents. A family four-pack of tickets to an upcoming Atlanta Gladiators game at the Infinite Energy Arena in Gwinnett. Four passes to see the movie room at the Terra Atlanta 4 Theater, and a McDonald's $25 Arch card. This week's trivia question, Tupperware. We're all familiar with Tupperware, designed by Earl Tupper. Tupperware is now its own publicly traded company, trades under TUP. But what company, what Fortune 500 company did Earl Tupper work at when he designed the original Tupperware?
You know, I did not know that there was an Earl Tupper. Fascinating. I did not know that there was a Tupper.
Silas Tupper.
Yeah. I was actually going back to the fact that we're giving away Bryan Adams tickets. So I want to say in my head what's ringing now is Summer of 69. I believe that's his song. I think Scott Maxim's probably combing through to play Summer of 69.
Sure, he could dial that up pretty quickly.
Bryan Adams, according to the Wikipedia, is from, he's only 56 now. I would have thought he'd be older than that. He'd be a little, but he's 56, and he's from Ontario, Canada. I didn't even know that. Anyway, we've got Earl Tupper as a trivia question. The question is where he worked. What big company? You can. We will post the answer, by the way, on our Facebook page. There a lot of activity on Facebook page, the West Moss Money Matters Facebook page. You go there, you click the little like button, and then you see all of our updates, articles certainly about Social Security and all these changes that may or may not impact you. And it's a good way to stay up to date as we find impactful articles that will affect you and your money in retirement. We're going to post them. So if you're on Facebook, if you're one of the 1.5 billion people that are on the Facebook, you can just find Wes Moss Money Matters, just WESMOSS, Wes Moss Money Matters. And hopefully it's a resource for you as well. Straight ahead, more Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Got to run something. I like it. I love it. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here at WSB Radio. What's happening in the world? Well, we had a week where the stock market up again. Still not back to those all-time highs, but we're back to a market. If you look at a chart, you can see the dramatic fallout in August and September, and starting in the month of October and now November, we've had after a dramatic fall, a relatively dramatic recovery. Now, we still haven't plowed a lot of new ground here in 2015, but we're kind of back to the flat line. If you look at what happened this week, because interest rates going up really benefits companies or financials, so banks, brokerage companies. I looked at Charles Schwab stock, which is up tremendously this week, because you think of these big financial institutions that have billions of dollars in money market that they're paying you nothing, but guess what? They're not making anything either. You start to expand that net interest margin that'll start to happen when interest rates go up. That's a good thing for banks for the most part. So we saw financial companies do very well this week because we had wonderfully robust job numbers. So we added 270,000+ jobs for the month of October. That's a big number. That meant the unemployment rate dropped down to 5% on the nose. And that's even with the labor force participation rate creeping up a little bit. So those are real signs of a recovering or a job market that's really not recovering just now. It's continuing to recover. So we're going to keep an eye, of course, on all of this throughout the week. Catch my updates every morning with Atlanta Morning News with Scott Slade. That's usually right around the 7:25 mark. And if you have questions throughout the week, or if you just want to sit down with me or someone from the Money Matters team and really review your own particular situation, how all of these changes might impact you, what the environment of a higher interest rate economy looks like and how that impacts your investments, and how do you become a better income investor in the environment that we live in? Dividends, interest, distributions, how does that impact your retirement? We're happy to sit down and go over that with you throughout the week. You can find me and the Money Matters team, wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Contact button on the left-hand side, that comes straight to me. Enjoy the rest of this Sunday. You're listening to Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.